Hello and welcome to the Home Uplink Podcast. Today's the 15th of December.
Yep.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
It is. It's hump day.
Yep. Yep. It is halfway through the month, almost. Well, yeah. Halfway right now.
Yeah.
But today, we're going to be going over something that, for some reason, everybody loves listening to every time we talk about it. This one, though, is not, the last one I think was the millennials one. This is the top cities for Gen Z first-time buyers.
Ooh, Gen Z.
Now, I don't know a person who is under the age of 24 that's looking to purchase a home right now. I don't know of one.
I don't know either.
Personally, I'm sure they're out there, but that's few and far between. But let's get into it. So, if anybody doesn't know, it's 24 to, it's like, what? It was like 1996 to 2004 or something. I don't know. 2006, I don't know.
And all these different generational gap things that they throw out are just, come on.
They're just saying
that these guys have had technology like
their entire lives.
Yeah. So it's a little different from everybody else who has grown up with having no technology and then gaining the access to technology. But
yeah,
I still, like Zach said, it's very hard to find anybody in the early 20s who are like raring and ready and financially stable and jumping on the boat to buy. I mean, there's some out there.
Yeah, they're out there.
They're definitely out there. I mean, they're just, they're few and far between because...
I mean, not many people are pulling down the salary they need. They're not sitting there working at that job for 2 years to have enough history in the job. There's a lot of things, you know. It's like when you're 18, 20, there's no possible way. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure somebody's going to be like, I bought my first house at 19 years old in cash, but whatever.
Well, that was good for them.
Great for them.
I'm very proud of you.
But today, these are the top 10 most affordable U.S. cities for Gen Z to buy their first home.
Okay.
So.
Top 10.
Top 10. Number 10.
Drum roll, please.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Median property price, $173,000.
Okay. Ooh, that's pretty low.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good. I've been to Oklahoma City before.
I have too.
Multiple times, actually. It's pretty, very flat. If you don't like flat, you're not going to live there. But if you like flat land, you'll live there.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's like a state fair. There's like a, you know, there's a, the downtown's pretty nice. It's mm-hmm. it's an interesting place, right? So, okay, that's 10. I could see that. Number 9, El Paso, Texas.
Interesting.
173 as well. Never been. Drove through it once. It was all right. I mean, Texas is Texas. Huge state. Takes like a literal day to drive through. You know, it's like the size of half of Europe. So,
yeah.
It's it is what it is. Texas is Texas. If you want to live in Texas.
Yeah, when we drove across the United States, Texas was definitely like, are we still in Texas? We're still in Texas.
We're still in Texas.
We're still in Texas. We're still going strong. Texas is
it's a big state.
It's big.
Everything's big in Texas, as they say.
Uh-huh.
They say other things, too, but... number 8, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 168.
I've never been to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
I have never been to Wisconsin.
Me either.
I'm sure it's a very lovely place.
It gets cold.
Pretty cold.
Yeah.
But... You know, it sounds like it probably has pretty nice downtown. I mean,
yeah, Milwaukee. Cheese curds probably too.
Yeah, I mean,
cheese curds are pretty good.
I love some poutine with some cheese curds. So, I mean, like, it's on that Canadian border.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's close enough.
I think so, yeah. Number 7, Wichita, Kansas, $164,000.
That's...
been through Kansas. Interesting place. Also flat. Never been to Wichita. But
I don't, unfortunately, Topeka. I don't know anybody who lives in Kansas. And I don't like. Not,
I don't either.
No friends or.
I know Arkansas. I know Arkansas. Yeah, you know Arkansas.
I mean, we've had family that lived in Oklahoma. We have family like littered all along the West Coast and some on the East Coast. But Kansas, I can't actually say I've ever really given a second thought to going to Kansas.
This actually, I know somebody who lives in Kansas.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You should reach out to them.
They're an optometrist.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. All right. They're living life. I mean, yeah. it's
you know, and yeah. I'm sure Kansas is a fantastic place to live, just like, you know, most places in the United States are a fantastic place to live. It's just interesting because on my radar, I probably wouldn't have Kansas as a potential. But I mean, let's keep going through the list. Maybe there can be some real zingers in there.
Then we have number six at St. Louis, Missouri, 160K.
I do know a lot of people who've actually looked at Missouri.
Uh-huh. Me too, actually.
So I get that. I mean, there's a huge like nightlife scene in and if you love barbecue
too is huge there. And,
it's definitely one of those places that is very family oriented. I talked with a lady recently who's from St. Louis, and she rants and raves about how like she grew up and it was everybody had Christmas lights on every year, and Halloween was, you know, was such an amazing holiday, and it was very family centered. So I can see that. I mean, people are moving out to be situated in more of a normal circumstance. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Then you have number five at Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, another Oklahoma.
159.
Okay,
same thing. I think I've been there. Flat. I don't know. I'm gonna just every time it's a state that's flat. Yeah. We come from
you're
Las
gonna,
Vegas.
You can yell flat.
There's mountains everywhere, right? But
you can
flat.
You know
flat.
The interesting flat part game. About Oklahoma, which was always a it was always an eye opener in Vegas. Especially in Florida, too, the sun sets at a normal time during the summer. And because Vegas had mountains, I mean, the sun would set around 8:30 at night because the mountain ranges would, you know, deter sunlight. And that's when you knew the sun was setting. Oklahoma, we went and visited, and the sun was up randomly at like 9:45 at night. And we were in the middle of summer, and we were like, why is it still light outside? They're like, oh, well, there's nothing around here to block the sunlight. There's no mountains. There's no ranges. It's all just flat.
It's flat. Flat gang.
And we're like, okay. All right. That's an interesting. That's definitely an interesting, you know, outlook on sunlight. But, hey, I mean, whatever works for you.
Yeah. No, I mean.
So, I remember that now.
That's Oklahoma. Number four. I've heard this a lot, actually. Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh.
I heard that
so
a lot.
So many people. I mean, I was friends with a guy who was working as a bartender, and he ranted and raved about Nashville and Memphis, how those are the next two. This was like probably 5 or 6 years ago. He got into real estate and was like, oh my gosh, dude, I'm going to go buy so many rentals in Memphis, and I'm going to buy like, you know, three or four single family residents and just rent them out and yada, 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 yada. And he ranted and raved about how Tennessee was like the next booming market for younger individuals. And look, he made the list.
He was right, I guess.
He made the list.
There were 129,000.
Yeah, and that's probably another price point of why he was looking at it too, because you can buy three houses.
Yeah, for the normal price
of
Vegas. So then number three, Toledo, Ohio. Never heard of it, never been there.
Toledo?
Never been to Toledo? No, never been to Toledo. Nope.
There's a college team. I think they're called the Toledo Hurricanes or something. Maybe.
Cool, like the Toledo Turnips or something, you know. Toledo Turnpike or
something like that. I don't know. I mean, Ohio is, you know what, I've heard stories about Ohio, and it's, I don't know, I've never actually been there to witness any of it, but I've heard Ohio is very different in the rural locations versus the metropolitan locations. It's almost like night and day situation. And I don't know exactly where Toledo is, if it's more of a rural or if it's more of a metro.
Funnily enough, so they're at 99,000.
Okay.
But Toledo, just Ohio in general, a lot of like punk rock bands came from Ohio. I don't know what it is about Ohio, but it bred like a very large portion of like the
they had nothing else to do
sad and have, smashy music genre.
They would just have a garage full of kids so just angry just, at each other.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is about Ohio. I don't know what the kids are doing down there or up there, but
we I had a roommate who his family was mostly from Ohio and his dad lived out in Vegas. He lived out in Vegas, but he would always show me like what you could buy in Ohio.
Yeah.
Because he bought a townhome a couple years ago and paid like, I don't know, $180,000. Mm-hmm. And he would always be like, man, but if I lived in Ohio, I could buy this. And he would always randomly show me like these pictures of like these brick, two-story, almost Victorian style, built in like the early 1900s that obviously needed work, but you could get for like $125,000.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, when I make enough money, I'm going to sell my place here and move to Ohio. I'm just going to buy cash. And I'm like, okay, I mean, good for you. But
yeah,
again, I don't know what, I don't know Ohio very well, but he was adamant. He always would just check out this one I found. And it's like dreams.
Yeah.
But good for him.
Yeah. Hopefully,
having dreams.
Hopefully he got his house in Ohio.
Yeah. Hopefully he's living in Ohio.
Two is Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, another Ohio.
97,000 is the median property price.
It just sucks because they don't have a really good football team, but go ahead.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
Yeah. And they just had to change their baseball team's name.
No, they're not. They're somebody get the watch on them. Yeah. There might be a.
There's some people in Cleveland who are not happy right now.
24-hour monitoring on that city stat. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
They're flatlining.
Yeah. Definitely. But Cleveland, haven't been there. I know it's a metropolitan area, though.
Yeah.
So it's surprising that it's only $97,000 for a median home price, but I guess, I don't know. I'm honestly going to look up property in Cleveland, Ohio after this.
Yeah, if you, because that just sounds so low. If you, I mean, if you guys know anything, you know, on the down low or personally that we're wrong about, please. I mean, like I said, all these places, some of them we've never actually been to, but we're reading off this list that somebody else created.
Yeah.
So we, again, are just going off of the data that somebody else is using. But, I mean, if you know, like, oh, yeah, Cleveland is definitely that, but no one really lives in Cleveland. They all live in a place outside of Cleveland. It's kind of like, you know, perfect. Let us know that so we know, okay, Cleveland is not where we want. Cleveland is something different.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So, but on that, yeah, I'm going to look up stuff because this is crazy that
I mean,
metropolitan
I'm just,
area is that cheap.
Buying in Cleveland, apparently.
Well, get your pocketbook open for this one.
Okay.
Rank one.
Okay.
Detroit, Michigan, $61,539 median property price.
And there's homes on these properties?
I guess. That's the median property price.
Is this just vacant land?
No, I think that's a house. I think
is this next to like the old Ford plant?
I think the real kicker of number one is that, you know, sure, the property price of $61,539 is pretty good, but the downside is you have to live in Detroit.
Yeah, well, so I it's so sad because Detroit was such a mecca for so many years. Detroit was like the heart of America's, like, you know, Midwest because of all the car companies. I mean, at the time, I was reading something crazy, like, years ago at the time, there was 18 different manufacturers for automobiles in Detroit, and now there's two or one or something. I mean, and I don't know how accurate that is. I was watching, you know, Top Gear and Grand Tour, and they were driving around in, like, a Hellcat and, like, a Warlock, and those were all Dodge and Fords, and the streets were empty. Mm-hmm. And they would again make comments about how Detroit in the 70s was this glorious, nightlife infested, everybody had a great time, and then now they're just basically driving around old warehouses because they're all gone. And I can see why the price would be so low, because again, you have to live there. And there's probably not much to do.
Well, I mean, you have to, I mean, Detroit as a whole, there's that video that there was a video that a guy made on YouTube about Detroit. It wasn't about Detroit. It was, what was it? It was another city up there, and he made this video as if it was made by like the tourist company.
Oh boy.
And he's like,
I can already see
the, slogan at the end of the video was, at least we're not Detroit, right? And it was another city in Michigan.
Was it Flint?
No, I don't remember which one it was, but basically the tagline was, at least we're not Detroit.
Gotcha. And so then, it's like the ongoing joke up there now.
The actual like tourist portion of Detroit was like, hey, that's not very nice. We're trying out here.
You can't have that slogan because we're all the same state. Yeah, so
that's not
nice.
It's
like our children. You can't pick sides. Like, hey, you stop picking on Detroit. They're trying.
They're trying over here.
They're over there. They're giving it their best shot. I mean, everybody's moved to Mexico. So, I mean, there's nothing they can do about that.
Yeah. Honestly.
So, I mean, they're still here. I mean, and it's cold.
It is cold.
They're trying. And there's this very pretty lakes.
They look like a mitten. You know?
They do. They look like a mitten, and they're very cold. But I mean, I feel like we have to start looking at properties.
Oh, because
I'm going to start Googling this stuff because it's like I don't know how much I actually believe, but also where would they be getting these numbers from? But it is the internet, you know. And I hate to say the internet does, you know, it's not a platform for misinformation sometimes, but some people do get carried away and fudge some numbers up to make themselves look a little better on certain items.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm looking right now. I opened up the internet, right? And I'm looking at properties in Cleveland, right? Because I'm interested. So 3-bed, 1-bath, 1,000 square feet for $59,000.
That's impressive. I mean, these guys aren't lying, apparently. So, on another note, we want to wish everybody a happy Wednesday. Again, this is a quick podcast today. We've, you know, had some very good traction lately, and we are making some positive moves. So we appreciate everybody listening in and giving their support. If you have any questions, again, you can always hit us up at admin@homeuplink.com. You can check out our Instagram, which is @homeuplink. You can check out our website, homeuplink.com. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can go anywhere you want to go to get enough of the HomeUplink hookup. So again, if you have any questions or if you're like, you guys should talk about this or what do you guys think about this, you know, please hit us up anytime. Send it. We'll have our admin send it our way and we can have some questions answered or, you know, get some more new topics. But, you know, again, thank you again.
Yeah. Thanks for listening and stopping by for another wonderful podcast by us.
Afternoon.
All right. See you later.